T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Atlanta Star 94.1, a mindful way to start your day. Daily Inspo with Jen and friends.
This week, we're going to dive into cell phone addiction because all of us are addicted to our cell phones. As I look around, every single person in this room is on their phone, except for Janine. So we know we need it here on the show. You know you need it too. And it all was inspired by our friends in Echo Smith, who we got to hang out with over the weekend, and their new song called Lonely Generation. Check out some of these lyrics. So it's like about disconnection, right? But our phones are supposed to connect us, right? They help you work on the go. They help you, connect with your family and friends and all that stuff. But then they start to suck away time from other people that you're actually spending time with. So we've decided that we were going to talk about this week and how do we put down our phones. Where do you guys recognize that you're using your phones too much?
I do just sitting at the house. We'll just be sitting on the couch and I'll be on my phone playing and Gretchen will be on her phone playing and TV will be on and we hadn't talked to each other in 5 minutes and you've missed the entire, TV show because you're playing on your phone the whole time.
You got look the two up screens. And you
go, all right, you know what? Do me a favor. Rewind it back a little bit because I haven't seen anything. Mm-hmm. And you know what it is? It's habit. You sit there for a second. You're like, okay.
It's addiction. Yeah. It really is addiction. Curtis, what about you?
Constantly. always on my phone. Even when I'm home, of course, I live alone. So I'm always on my phone.
That's different.
Going through Facebook and Instagram, even between, spots on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Instagram.
Where do you wish you were off your phone more?
Driving.
I was going to say in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Red
mm-hmm.
lights.
Yep.
I mean, I'm 100% guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like you're not out there.
Everybody
when
is.
When you're stuck in traffic and you almost hope it comes to a complete stop so you can check the latest update.
Yep.
Right. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, why? Why do we have to fill our brains with all of that stuff? So I did a little research and found the top 3 apps. I know that sounds like opposite of what we're talking about, but apps that actually help you use your cell phone less. One of them is called Moment, and I put this on my phone. I'm going to test it out for you this week. And they give you coaches and daily exercises, and they basically remind you of how much your phone is stealing your time. So you have to allow notifications and stuff with this app, but I'm going to test it out and see if it works. So that's one. That's the most popular one. It's called Moment.
Okay.
And then Curtis is going to do one.
Mute.
Called Mute. This is like a digital detox.
Uh-huh.
And it will tell you how many times you check your phone in a day. And it's going to give you challenges. It'll give you like morning and nighttime check-ins. And then it also gives you motivational messages. Like it'll send you text messages and go, you're living your life. You're living your best life because you're not on your phone. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
So but
you're
going to
try that for a week.
Yeah, I'm going to try this for a week.
All right, but click here for more to suck you back in to the app that's supposed to get you out of it. And then the third one I found is called App Detox.
Yeah.
And Mark, you're going to try this one.
I'm going to try this one out because I need to stop wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the now. Be in the here. Be in the now more.
And you can actually lock up different apps with this app locker.
Right.
So you can say, okay, I know I spend too much time on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to lock up that for the day and just give yourselves a break because it does become an extension of our arms, an extension of our hand. It becomes something that you feel naked without it.
Mm-hmm.
But why? We functioned for a long time without these
without
things.
Without the phone,
that's right.
Yeah.
I feel like such a hypocrite too because I'll be that guy checking my phone at dinner or something like that. And then I'll look over to the booth next to us and somebody, they'll be on their phones. I'm like, come on guys, get off your phone. Wait, hold on. I just got a notification.
You got to check yourself,
yeah.
Right? And it is that little bit of dopamine that you get in your brain. They say when a text message comes in or when you get a notification, you feel important. You feel needed, when you get that little rush of adrenaline. But it's just so unhealthy. So if we can put down our phones and not be the lonely generation like Echo Smith is describing in their song, then, we'll just revive some of those relationships. So hopefully those apps can help you. Again, they're called Moment, Mute, and App Detox. We're going to try them for you. And we'll check back in by Friday and let you know how it goes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.